Now, I mentioned to you at the start of the show, we had the Penny for Re Uncensored caused quite a sensation.
Yep.
Lots and lots of engagement with that. It's going to happen every Thursday, folks, around 9:30. A deep dive into matters that, well, there's lots and lots to talk about, and not all of it good. But nonetheless, we've got now a voice note from Sifiso Zulu from Kwadugusa Municipality. He's the Director of Corporate Communications.
Okay.
And he said, look, you know, some of what was said yesterday, we would like to put our point across, because it's not true, you know. So so look, it's he said and she said.
Okay.
According to Penny, her sources are impeccable, but according to Sifiso, no, that's not the official line. But I'm very grateful for the municipality to come back to us, because we've been trying to get comment for weeks now, and this is hopefully the beginning of a more regular exchange of information. So this is the voice note from Sifiso Zulu.
Good evening, Dave. This is Sifiso Zulu, Director for Corporate Communications in Kwadugusa Municipality. I was just listening to the recorded clip of yourself and Penny Fori giving an update on the situation relating to the 35.7 million that is in question in Kwadugusa Municipality. Two things that one needs to clarify. First one is that the investigation will be conducted under the authority and knowledge of Mr. Njem Dakane, the municipal manager, who is authorized to do such investigations. The municipal manager is not aware of such an investigation of the four officials of Kwadugusa Municipality. So the information that is being given to the public is not correct. There is no such investigation. Secondly, that ABSA has applied to High Court so that the amount of money that will be recovered can be paid into the account of COCTA, not Kwadugusa Municipality. That is strange. This is the money that belongs to Kwadugusa Municipality, and ABSA has never advised the municipality of such intentions. We appreciate the fact that the matter causes anxiety. It's a matter that is of public interest and concern. We agree that people are worried about the situation. We wish to assure them that once ABSA have concluded their investigation and given the report to Kwadugusa Municipality, the municipality will then communicate anything that the public will need to know. At the moment, the information that is being given to the public is not accurate. I don't want to talk about the impeccability of the highly placed sources. There is a communications unit in Kwadugusa Municipality, and the municipal manager will communicate and the mayor will communicate whatever information that must be communicated to the public through proper channels, not people who appoint themselves to spread wrong information. For members of the public, we appreciate the fact that you want to know what is happening. We appeal to you to please be patient as ABSA is concluding their investigation, and once council receives the report from ABSA, then a decision will be taken from there. What next? What needs to happen? Then the information will also be shared with members of the public who have a right to know what exactly is happening with their monies, which are due to them and due to deliver services to them. Thank you, sir.
Well, that was Sifiso Zulu. He's the Director of Corporate Communications at Guadaguza Municipality. And thank you for that, Sifiso. We extend again an invitation to you and the mayor and the any other director of any organ of state that has something to add to the general discourse to keep matters, well, as you said, or as he said in his clip, it is from the horse's mouth that you can actually take that information. Whether you believe it or not, well, that is up to you. But we will endeavor on 88FM to give both sides of the story always and give you the opportunity to make up your mind where the truth lies and what you believe. Mm. The-